everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, the day before Election Day 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. There's going to be a continuation of the lawsuit that Pete Hoekstra and others filed as plaintiffs suing Christina Caramo and her administration of the Michigan Republican Party as defendants. The trial will resume tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in Grand Rapids. Here's the facts so far. Hoekstra's people, I believe, are being funded by Betsy DeVos and other donor class that simply want the power back. They want the control. They want to be able to pay their friends for political consulting work, printing items for the party. They want to be able to have the parties that they have with alcohol. They want the funding for the space, the building located at 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing. They want control back. The donor class believes that the January 6th special state committee meeting was legitimate, that it followed the bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party, that what they did at that special state committee meeting was voted to remove Christina as chair and put in Pete Hoekstra. The RNC, their attorney, has rendered an opinion. Donald Trump has acknowledged that opinion and came out publicly endorsing Pete Hoekstra to be the chair, and even did a shout-out to him a week ago Saturday at Waterford. There's a problem. Pete Hoekstra has called for the March 2nd, 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, this Saturday, for there to be a caucus convention in Grand Rapids at DeVos's Amway Convention Center. Meanwhile, Christina Caramo has already paid for the venue at Cobo Hall, Huntington Place, and that's where most of the delegates, including myself, have already prepaid for hotel rooms. I got a great rate on mine for what I've got lined up in Troy for two nights, Friday night and Saturday night, because Sunday I'm kissing the latest addition to our family, great grandbaby, Miss Emmy, in Royal Oak, Michigan. Vicky will be coming back with our daughter from scrapbooking in Saginaw Bay area at a bed and breakfast that they go and do their scrapbooking thing. I'm dropping her off in Saginaw on Friday afternoon after the show this week. Then I'm driving to the hotel in Troy, get a good night's sleep, an early breakfast, and to get down to Cobo Hall about 8 o'clock in the morning. Here's the point. The delegates are being told two different locations to go to. Now, the one woman that we've had on the show, Hema Kolanegridi, she is the chair for the 6th Congressional District and running for RNC committee woman against Linda Lee Tarver and Bernadette Smith. She's going to Grand Rapids. So we know what side she's on. I believe the majority of the delegates are going to show up in Detroit. I think Hoekstra is going to be very hard-pressed to even come up with a quorum for his event. But they are doing everything they can to possibly create confusion and tell everybody you got to come to Grand Rapids because only the people selected at the Grand Rapids event – will be the delegates submitted to the RNC. They will, their list, Pete Hoekstra's list, is going to be the only one recognized by the RNC. It's the RNC's party in Milwaukee. The National Convention and the RNC recognizes Pete Hoekstra and the names that he gives them as being the ones who get credentials when you travel to Milwaukee. Not so fast. Because tomorrow, the judge continues the case. And what starts tomorrow? Don Campbell, Christina Caramo's attorney, gets to put on his side of the argument. When they had their expert witness on the stand that Hoekstra's people were paying $3,100 for 4 hours to be there available to be a witness. An attorney, somebody has been approved and certified by the National Parliamentarian Association out of Missouri, and as an expert on Robert's Rules of Order, was called to the stand last week, last Wednesday. And because the attorney for Hoekstra said, Your Honor, this case boils down to three things. Bylaws, bylaws, and bylaws. That's what he said. He said that that's what the entire case boils down to. Now, if in fact that is true, then they got a problem. And on cross-examination, Don Campbell, Christina Caramo's attorney, was able to get their own expert witness for Hoekstra to admit that if three of the 54 signers of the letter calling for a special meeting by the state committee to get Christina Caramo to come forward and explain her lackluster ability to raise money. She promised she would raise $50 million if elected chair. She hasn't come anywhere close to that. So we want an accountability, Madam Chairman. We want transparency. We want to see the books. We want to know how much money's in the bank. How much have you raised? How much have you spent? How much cash on hand do we have? That's what they told the 54 people to get them to sign the letter. That was going to be the original intent of that meeting on January 6th down in Commerce Township. But that meeting evolved. And once the state committee members got there, they changed the rules, reduced the number of votes required to remove Christina as chair, and they voted with 40 votes of 107 state committee members to remove her and to install Pete Hoekstra as the new chair. While the attorney, Don Campbell, asked their expert witness for Hoekstra, would it make a difference if three of the original signers of the 54 that signed the letter to call for the special meeting said they were misled, that they conducted the meeting with fraudulent intent, signed the letter to cause this meeting to take place, but then they changed the agenda of the meeting? Would that make a difference? And their expert witness said, yes, it would make a difference. And Don Campbell said, how would it make a difference? He said, well, if they went from 54 down to 51, they didn't have a quorum. They didn't have a majority of the 107. 107, the majority is 54 to 53. Do the math. Well, they got 54. But three of them retracted their signature. They have sworn affidavits from these three individuals that they did not sign it with the intent to remove Christina Caramo and to install Pete Hoekstra. That's not what they signed. But yet, that's what happened. So if in fact that's the case, Mr. Expert Witness, if they only had 51 signatures, what would that mean? Their expert witness said on the stand last Wednesday, that means they didn't have a quorum, therefore the meeting didn't happen. Any business conducted at the January 6th Commerce Township meeting is null and void. So we don't care that Pete Hoekstra has gone ahead and gotten the website up, MichiganRepublicanParty.com. Not MIGOP.org, but MichiganRepublicanParty.com. We don't care that he's moved new furniture from his former employer, Steelcase, out of Grand Rapids. Brand new furniture into that building. We don't care that he's got a dinner coming up tonight and tomorrow for the presidential primary. We don't care about that. We don't care that the donations that he's currently raising are being fraudulently raised and paid into a PAC. Not into the bank account of the Michigan Republican Party. No, 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 no. The money is going into a PAC that is controlled by Pete Hoekstra. We don't care that Donald Trump came out and did a shout-out to Pete Hoekstra, acknowledging him as being the chair of the Republican Party at Saturday's event. Bylaws, bylaws, bylaws. And here's the problem. The judge has received campaign contributions from Rich and Betsy DeVos, the Secchias, as well as the members of the law firm Warner, Norcross, and Judd. The law firm that this attorney, a former circuit court judge, works for. They donated to the judge's campaign as well. And instead of recusing himself, he took the money and he took the case. And now he's got a problem. They didn't have a quorum. Final segment of hour number one, I'm going to tell you exactly what Don Campbell plans to do tomorrow in court in Grand Rapids at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Hey Dell, I just sent you a picture. He said that we have some high pressure system activity going on. Sunny blue skies. He's saying there is some tropospheric ducting, is what that's called today. Likely why you're getting comments. Other 97.7s may be coming in as well, affecting the range of the radio station. Carl, not on topic to the conversation. We'll get to it later. Now, here is the biggest thing you have to understand, folks. Hoekstra's case, his arguments, the evidence, the facts, the witnesses, all of the testimony that they wanted into the record is done. It's over. Their side has what they call legally rested. Now, Don Campbell, the attorney for Christina Caramo, at the end of the day on Thursday, after they got back from lunch and the attorney wrapped it up, any more evidence? No, sir. The plaintiffs rest. The very first thing that came out of Don Campbell's mouth was, Your Honor, I request a dismissal of this case. The judge looked at him and said, Why? What are you basing your request on? He said, The other side hasn't proven their case. They haven't proven the facts that would justify the request that they're seeking from you. You see, what the lawsuit is seeking, folks, is an immediate injunction by this judge to shut Christina Caramo down before this Saturday's caucus convention in Detroit. A temporary injunction shutting her down, giving the power, the authority, the gavel to Pete Hoekstra to conduct his caucus convention in Grand Rapids. That's what's before the judge this week. The judge looked at Don Campbell and he knew the expert witness that Hoekstra's attorney had called had just destroyed their case. And in fact, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, the three individuals that signed the affidavits to rescind their signature on that 54 signature letter are going to be in the courtroom. That's what Don Campbell is making arrangements for today. Geyer Balog from the first and two others who said that was not the intent they led us to believe when we signed the letter giving them their 54 required signatures. That's not what I signed up for. And therefore, I retract my signature from that document. They don't have 54. They don't have a quorum. January 6th never took place. Pete Uxra mailing out this card, roughly a 4x6, Michigan Republican Party presidential primary dinner on Monday, February 26th, complete with a short little resume about Hoekstra and even a screenshot of Donald Trump's post on Truth Social. You flip it over, $150 a person. Now I'm hearing it's free because they couldn't get anybody to agree to pay $150. They wanted reserved tables for $2,500, and they wanted VIP tables for $5,000. Contact events at MichiganRepublicanParty.com for sponsorship and vendor information. For tickets, go to MichiganRepublicanParty.com. Paid for, listen to this, paid for by the Michigan GOP Red Pack. Pete, if you're the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, why doesn't it say paid for by the Michigan Republican Party? And it also has an address of this Michigan GOP Red Pack, 520 Seymour Avenue, Lansing, Michigan. They're even using the official MIGOP logo to make it look legitimate. But it's paid for by somebody other than the Michigan Republican Party. This is going into evidence tomorrow morning by Don Campbell. Why? Because I've taken a picture of this and I've texted it to the attorney. This is going into evidence tomorrow, as well as the three people saying, I retracted my signature. If they would have told me the true original intent of what they planned to do on January 6th, I would have never signed it. Checkmate. Case dismissed. Christina Caramo, by this judge, will say she is the chair. And Detroit will be where the convention is going to be held. If he doesn't, he's bought and paid for by DeVos and the firm that the attorney works for. Christine is fully prepared to appeal it to the appellate court this week. Now, the finding, the results, won't come out until tomorrow or Wednesday. If she appeals it, I don't think they can stop it by Saturday. Interesting times in Michigan Republican Party politics. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How